Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, it's a foodie Friday. You know, you watch a few TikTok videos and you're like, I think I can manage that. And then you're like, this is ridiculous. They sped it up by 3 hours. Have you been there? Our next guest opened her first bakery in Paris at age 26. Chef Mel Ashraf is with us, a two-time winner on Food Network's Chopped. That's probably where you've seen her. She's got a new book coming out, Breaking Down Baking Basics, in a way that we can understand, Mel, not someone who's been classically trained or professionally trained.
Yes. Definitely.
How are you?
In a way you can understand.
That's key for most people. What do you think most home bakers get wrong?
I would say sometimes it's the simplest thing. So knowing how to set yourself up for success in the kitchen is number one. So I would always say it's called mise en place in French, which means in its place, which is the action of reading through your whole recipe, weighing out all of your ingredients, preheating your oven, preparing your baking pans lined with parchment, and then starting to bake.
Oh, I'm guilty.
That's number one, and that could probably eliminate about 80% of the mistakes people make.
Oh, my gosh, that is so true. What about digital scales? Do most of us need a digital scale in our kitchen?
I'm so glad you asked. It's like music to my ears. If you are serious about baking, you absolutely should have a digital scale. For example, when you're using cups, did you know that one cup of flour is 100 grams while one cup of sugar is 200 grams?
Yeah, no idea.
You guys measure everything in cups. So it's really, really not accurate. So definitely being able to use a digital scale will change your baking game for sure.
What about flour? Do we tamp down the cup or do you just put it in there and measure it or weigh it as is?
We weigh it. So everything is weighed in grams, and actually my cookbook is one of the first cookbooks in the U.S. that has gram measurements first before cups, just to guarantee accuracy and, like, you know, the expression baking is a science. So definitely you want to weigh everything on the scale, including liquids and solids.
Tell everyone about your new book.
So Sweet Treats from Brownies to Brioche is really about 10 ingredients, 100 recipes. So it's about how to set up your pantry with your staple ingredients, what baking utensils you need as a new baker or as an avid baker. And then it's just about learning some fundamental techniques, whether you're making brownies or brioche, that you can apply to both to level up your baking. So it kind of like demystifies all of the the things that can be a little apprehensive about French baking.
Yes, yes. I mean, most of us see that it's a French recipe and we're like, oh, no, no, no. Because for many years, our mothers relied on boxes of Betty Crocker to make a cake, you know, and those types of things. But I think there's obviously been a new movement for the past 15 or 20 years to get back. And those, you're telling me you have 100 recipes based on 10 ingredients?
Yes. So it's all based on 10 ingredients. So, for example, granulated sugar is a staple because from granulated sugar, you can make light brown sugar, dark brown sugar, powdered sugar, and vanilla sugar. So that's why granulated sugar is like one of the 10 main ingredients.
And when you are on Chopped and you don't really know if what you're going to be doing is baking, was it baking? And was it frightening going into something not knowing how well you would do when you want to continue your career and you want to look really good on national TV?
So I would say that the stressful part about Chopped is usually the timing for most people. But because I trained with some of the most I would say, insane and crazy chef in France, it kind of like mentally prepared me for that. So that part wasn't scary at all. I do also cook savory, although I'm classically trained as a pastry chef. I do a lot of private chefing for celebrities where I cook full meals, including the dessert and the full meal. So I was okay having to cook. I will give you a secret, though. There is one ingredient if they give me to cook, I'm in big trouble, and that's rice.
Oh, not your thing, huh?
Not my thing. I cannot cook rice without a rice cooker.
One of the things I noticed on bakewithmel.com that I found very interesting is that people can book a one-on-one call with you, or they can book a group baking question and answer session or a virtual event. Tell me about that. I've never seen any famous chef do that in the past.
Thank you. Yes. So actually with Bake It With Mel, what I do is I host a lot of virtual events that are all using our baking kits. So my company, Bake It With Mel, kind of makes baking kits similar to Blue Apron, but for baking with trendy recipes. So they all kind of work through the levels, level one, level two, level three, where you can make cookies or cupcakes or the trendy surprise cake with like hidden sprinkles in the center. And they all come with all of the ingredients, as well as the tools, utensils, spatula, cake board, parchment paper, like really anything that's required from the recipe is included in one of the kits. And I often book virtual events to make those kits for, you know, birthday parties or different kind of celebrations or just Sunday night. So I do a lot of virtual events, and I also launched recently my subscription club, which is called Baking Unwrapped, and we unwrap different fundamental French baking techniques every month from the cookbook.
Wow, that sounds fun. I'm telling you what, one thing you said has enlightened me, and that is whatever the French term was that you used for making sure everything is completely in order and
in
ready
place
before I start the recipe. What's it called?
MEP. It's called mise en place.
I will take that with me for the rest of my life, and I look forward to checking out your new book. It's called Sweet Treats from Brownies to Brioche. Mel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. That's Chef Mel. Lauren, do you do any French baking?
Oh, man, I wish. Man, I always get too nervous that I'm going to hate what I make.
Yeah,
So I usually try to like have someone teach me in person some kind of technique, and then I feel a little bit more confident.
Gabe's got to check on weather and traffic. We'll ask that question of Kevin next, and of course we'll have the newsroom temperature check. What's up, Gabe?